Yo, what up? It's me. It's your boy, K-Fitz, and welcome back to another edition of The Altitude Podcast, the show that is all about growth. I'm here once again to give you guys that real that you can feel that new that was built just for you. Make sure you guys are following me on all social media at Official K-Fitz, whether it be Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, I got all of those. So make sure you guys are checking in. I post new content almost every day. So as I post, I'll be sure to give you guys things that are going to make you better, help you grow, help you elevate in altitude. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get started. So over 22 years as a full-time student, I can tell you guys with sheer confidence that school does not teach you everything that you need to lead a purpose-driven life. If anything, it'll teach you how to do the basic things, but those basic things are going to keep you dependent on others for the rest of your life. That's big facts, no lies, all cap. That is never going to get you the lifestyle that you really want. I know you want to be in those big jets. I know you want to be out on the ocean waves, sitting on a yacht. I know you want to be somewhere in the mountains, chilling with your family, out hunting deer, doing whatever it is that you do at the table in Vegas and not feeling like if you roll this dice wrong, that's the end of your bank account. I know that's not who you want to be. So I don't want to be that person either. And over the years, I've wondered to myself, with all of these things that school teach us, what are the things that schools do not? So today, I'm going to provide you guys with a few of those things. Now, this is going to be a two-part series where we're going to talk about what school does not teach us that it absolutely should. So get ready, because once again, I'm about to give you guys this real that you can feel from top to bottom. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get straight into it. Don't go anywhere. You are tuned in to the Altitude Podcast with your man's K-Fitz. Here we go. You see, school provides us with tools that we need to pull it all together, right? But for some of us, we would be much further in life. And I mean a heck of a lot further and a heck of a lot quicker if schools would just provide us with some of the key tools that we need so that we can live a much more effective lifestyle. You know, if we're lucky enough, especially in urban neighborhoods, if you were lucky enough, you're going to run into that one teacher who genuinely cares about you, cares about your well-being, and is willing to invest time, energy, and sweat equity into making sure that you thrive in a complex world. So when you meet that one individual, hear me, heed me, treasure that person, because there is no guarantee, and I mean 5, 4, 3, skip all that. There is zero guarantee that you will see someone like that again in your lifetime. This is the truth. That individual will give you the tools, they'll give you the tricks that will equip you to run, and I mean run very fast. But right now, we're focusing on what the school system does not teach us, not that one individual. Now, some of the reasons that I believe schools don't teach certain things, these are my own personal ones, so don't go to your school board saying this is why. This is just my personal opinion. I believe that some things aren't taught in school because teachers are not prepared to tell students things that they do not do, i.e., I can't tell you how to live your life if what I'm telling you to do, I'm not living myself. It makes no sense for a teacher to teach you how to manage your bank account when the teacher is broke and the salary doesn't even equip them to live comfortable lives to teach you without feeling like they're going to go broke if they come to class and teach you 24 hours later. I think if certain things are taught in schools, you wouldn't be able to give people weak salary offers because people would know their true value and the value in who they know they are would skyrocket instantly. And lastly, I believe that some people just don't want to make the job market more competitive because what took them 15 years to learn, if taught in a classroom, a high schooler, a recent college grad, a military veteran coming straight out of service would be able to come in and compete on an equal playing field. But that's all personal perspective only. None of that is absolute. But before I veer too far off topic, let me give my final disclaimer and we're going to get into it. I'm aware that some schools have developed education systems that tackle some of these things I'm about to say to you guys. So what this conversation is going to focus around is the schools in general across big America that do not have any sort of support, any sort of specialty, any sort of anything to help elevate the youth, to elevate those that are seasoned and experienced, but need that little bit of knowledge, those small kickers that would help make their success automatic. Shout out to the rock band Don Broco. That song Automatic off the Madden soundtrack was fire. Anyway, bringing it back in, guys, bringing it back in. Some things should be automatic, especially when they can shape the learning curve from decades to years to possibly months. Certain skills shouldn't just be the luck of the draw based on your parents and based on your social surroundings. Some things should be taught to level the playing field and allow everybody to compete equivocally so we can all elevate in altitude together. So with that being said, here is my list of the top four things that schools don't teach that they absolutely should. Number one, schools do not teach you how to make money. I know somebody right now is sitting there like, what do you mean schools don't teach you how to make money? They teach you how to add, they teach you how to subtract, divide, multiply, PEMDAS, permutations, exponents. Yeah, I got all that. Well, they also teach you how to read, they teach you how to write. Listen, I hear all that, that's good for you. But let me tell you something. They teach you how to add, they teach you how to do all these great things, how to read, how to write, but you know what they don't do? They don't take all of these tools that could be put together and turned into a business, that can be turned into investments, that can be turned into all these different things, and teach you how to apply it. You see, schools are supposed to build scholars. And anybody that's ever gone in Webster's Dictionary will know that the definition of scholarship is the ability to obtain knowledge and apply it. And what schools do not do is teach you how to apply it. The only time you get to apply it is when they give you a problem to solve. And most of the time, those problems that they give you, they don't deal with dollars. They don't deal with if my house payment costs this much and I want to reduce my house payments and I want to refinance, this is what my monthly payment should look like. This is what my interest rate should look like. How do I go about the process of making everything cheaper? They don't tell you that stuff. So guess what, school system? Thanks for teaching me math. Now teach me who I need to connect with that fresh out of high school, fresh out of college, fresh out of the military, can make my math turn into returns, turn into equity, shareholders' equity to be exact, by the way, and eventually turn into retirement. Until you teach me that, you're giving me 50% of the problem and you're giving me 50% of the solution, and you're not teaching me how to eliminate the 50% of the problem and how to acquire the other 50% to have 100% of the solution so I can set myself up for success. You see what I just did there? That's called math. Number two. Schools do not teach you how to think. Well, we do tests all the time. You have to think. There's complex ways to do things. Stop it. Cut it out. Listen, there's always going to be more than one way to get the answer. But schools at times will only teach you one way. And their way is the way. Let me tell you something. If you've seen how they do this new form of math with your kids, I used to be able to go, what's 80 plus 12, and I could put them on top of each other. Now they have this new system where you have to break everything down by tens, and then you have to add all the tens together, and then you have to take, it's, but here's the thing though, if you teach them the simplified way of doing things, they can get the answer 100% correct, and they'll still get the answer wrong, because they are not using the system that the school is currently teaching. I think we've all learned throughout life there is always more than one way to get things done. That's what makes us innovative. That's what creates people who are entrepreneurs. That's what creates people that dominate in companies, perform and excel beyond their wildest dreams. That's what helps people save their lives, because they're put in positions where they are forced to think. And a person whose cognitive functions work very well are people that produce the results that make us better as a whole. So thanks for giving me those basic questions that require a little bit of thinking. But if I give you a thought, if I give you a question, give me an answer that allows me to expand beyond your one absolute isolated answer of this is what right looks like. Because there's not a perfect answer to what right looks like. Only when something is legal, morally, or ethically decisive, that is when everything is what it is. Allow people to think. put us in positions to where you are asking us questions that are going to help us years down the line. I've never had a teacher sit me down and say, what do you want to do 5 years, 10 years, 15 years from now? Have you ever taken the time to write that down? I never had anybody sit down with me and say, hey, based on your plan, have you thought about 1, 2, 3, 4? You know when that happens? That normally happens when someone is in a financial bind and it is too late. And now you're trying to climb out of a hole. People want to help you when it's time to climb out, but they don't want to help you when you're in it. I'm just telling you what I know. It is better to equip somebody to be proactive, to learn, to think, to be flexible, to produce results for themselves long term. Because once again, like I said earlier, the bigger challenge here is preventing people from being dependent on others. And when you block how a person thinks, you block a person's ability to be innovative, you instantly put them in a position of being dependent on others. So number two, you don't teach people how to truly think. Number three, schools do not teach you how to face failure. Whoo! You know the only way that schools truly, truly teach people how to face failure? They teach you how to face failure by putting an F on a sheet of paper. Why? Because that F means fail. It's the only true time that a person gets to understand what failure looks like. What we need to know is how to respond to failure. If you don't know how to respond to failure, you're going to have issues. Why do you think you have people that are good in conversation, but when it's time to perform something on paper, they're walking around and they're getting F's left and right? But if you put them in front of people and tell them to explain it, they can explain it better than the teacher can. The reason it's that way is because one way produces success for them while the other way produces failure, and no one is putting together systems to teach you how to bounce back in the worst of times and in the best of times, how to shine to your maximum. Schools have to do a better job of leveraging the talent of the students that they have in front of them. And if you did, I'm telling you, you would produce quality professionals at a young age, which we'll go into the last piece. There was another word I wanted to say. It starts with an L. I'm sure you know what it is, but we're going to wait to the next point. Some people are going to tell you that tutoring and after-school programs are a form of response to failure, but that's just for the classroom. How many teachers do you know that are out here helping kids learn how to respond to failure in life? How many teachers do you know out here that are trying to help kids bounce back when they have messed up homes? When they've got a mom or a dad that's a drug addict, that's got a family member that just committed suicide, that had a family member that got killed in Iraq, that the money is low in their house and they don't know what they're going to do next, that are literally at the bottom and they don't know how to get to here. You get my point? I bet you do. The last point I want to bring up. Schools do not teach you how to become a leader. That was the L word I was talking about. Schools don't teach you how to become a leader. And it sucks to say, but it's the truth. You see, schools do not teach leadership directly. In fact, most of the time, how do people end up becoming leaders in schools? How do kids end up becoming leaders in schools? Sports. Through sports. You have to go through sports and become an asset to everybody. And when you perform well, people want to pull you in. You become captains on the team. You get those special roles. You get, as we like to say in football, you get more looks. You get an opportunity at more catches. You get to run the ball more. In basketball, you get to take those clutch shots. You're the one that gets put into the plans to produce the lockdown defense. All of these things you begin to receive. I'm going to throw another area out there. You know another way that you become a leader in a school? By joining SGA, by joining one of those student activity councils where you have to be voted for by your peers. They are the ones that vote you in to make you a leader. Now, I'm not saying that people should not be a part of the process of determining if a person is a leader, but I think nobody should be a part of the process of who deserves to be developed into becoming a leader. Those are two totally different things. No one should be in a position to vote for whether I have an opportunity to develop myself into becoming the best leader possible. And that is something that happens frequently in schools. You literally have to find a class that teaches leadership. And I'm going to tell you a little deep, dark secret. There aren't many schools that are teaching how to develop that level of leadership. They don't really exist like that. Sorry to deliver the bad news. We should be at a place right now where if you want to be a leader, it is facilitated for you. There should be leadership programs taught that you should not have to pay for after school. Somebody thought they had me there. Well, schools do have programs that you can go to, and there's things in town where you can. No, 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 no. When I get out of school, if I go work somewhere, I have to stay there for a certain amount of time and show my leadership value. But now I got to learn leadership from somebody who's already in a leadership position that may not be that good, when you guys, school systems, could provide the blueprint before I walk in the door to work with whoever. And then what happens if the guy that I work with is not a good leader? So now I'm getting a negative vision of what so-called right looks like. That's not the best image, but I know you guys can do it. I know you can set a standard of what leadership looks like, because you set a standard for everything else. And if it's not the way that you want it perfectly, you'll put an X on somebody's test. I'm just saying. So I'm gonna run these back for y'all one more time. The four areas that schools fail us in that they've got to do a better job at. Number one, schools do not teach you how to become a leader. Number two, schools do not teach you how to face failure. Number three, they don't teach you how to think. And number four, they don't teach you how to make money. It doesn't matter if you make the list one through four the way I originally said it. I don't care if you make it four through one. You can decide however you want to do this. These are just four areas, and we're going to do another four next week. But I want you to seriously think to yourself, school is great. It is a great place to gain knowledge. It is a great place to get smart. It is a good place to obtain the information that you need to make better decisions that can make you better. But what are the things that you really need to know that are going to help you throughout your life? Do you know how to budget? Do you know how to respond to adversity? Do you know how to resolve conflicts without it turning into a crisis? These things matter. And we're going to get into more of that during the next episode. But for now, my time is up, guys. Don't have much more to talk about. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Altitude Podcast, the show that gives you that real, real that you can feel. And I always give that new just for you. Make sure you guys are following me on all social media at Official K Fitz, OfficialKFitz. I know I said it fast. If it was too fast, make sure you guys rewind a little bit, slow it down to like a half the speed. I promise you'll get it. Hey, it's been real. Thank you guys so much for listening. And until next time, as I always say, move your dreams, move the world. I'm out.